Kathleen, she says, you're going to go mad. I've only just finished singing, and I feel like I've surfaced from deep water, gasping like a fish desperate to be submerged again, to still be breathing the song. For a moment, hearing her words, I am terrified to hear it confirmed. I am going to go mad. She knows it just looking at me, just hearing me. How does she know? There are only 100 people in the audience, but they are all clapping, many of them on their feet. I can feel my voice recede from my throat like a tide dropping. I take shallow sips of air, keep my eyes on the woman who is holding my hands. She is smiling at me, shaking her head. Her voice, trained to fill much larger spaces than this one, cuts easily through the applause, silences it. Her hands are warm around mine. Ruzina is a great soprano, an international diva, brought in to do a master class with 3 young singers hand-picked by the faculty to show off the caliber of the school. Ruzina's job was to listen to each of us sing, correct us on breathing, stance, tonal quality, pronunciation, gestures. Then she would pronounce judgment. Carrie Ann has a light, sparkling voice, a true soubrette. The diva promised her Mozart roles and worked with her on balancing out the weightlessness of her voice with better breath control, especially when she sings longer phrases. Hyung is a mezzo with a break in her voice that she has learned to sing around. She masks her weakness with a huskiness that untrained audiences hear as sexiness. Ruzina saw right through it, took Hyung to task for not stretching her range, for not doing more vocal exercises to increase her flexibility. She had no corrections for me. When I finished singing, she moved gracefully from where she had been standing behind the piano, put her hands on my shoulders, and turned me toward the audience. Then she took a step back and made a grand gesture of her own, of presentation. It's the gesture the conductor usually makes when he presents the star, the falsely modest step back, the satisfied smile, the sweep of the arm inviting applause. She did nothing in this class but make this familiar gesture, award me her unqualified approbation, but it was enough. My God, more than enough. And she knew it. People stood for an ovation. Some of my friends even whistled. In the front row, Harriet Evans, the mezzo who should have been picked for this class instead of Hyung, was one of the first to stand. There was nothing forced about her smile, like there would have been about mine if I'd been consigned to the audience. No, Harry just beamed, her cheeks flushed with love and pride. When she caught my eye, she stopped clapping long enough to blow me a kiss. Then Ruzina turned me back around to face her, took my hands in hers.
You are going to kill yourself, she says.
She puts her fingertips on my throat, her touch light and reverent. She is performing. She does not know anything real, is not predicting anything about me. She is talking about the roles I will play. Lucia, Mimi, Butterfly, Violetta, Norma, Manon. She is offering the highest possible praise.
You will stab yourself, she says. Throw yourself into the sea.
Too close to home. I was only a baby when my mother filled her pockets with rocks and walked into the sea to die. I have no actual memories of my mother at all, but I tried to follow her when I was 6, swam out until I couldn't stand, and let myself go under. The water was warm against my face and colder down below, where the sun had not touched it. The dark ribbon of cold seeped into my feet until they barely hurt at all. And my feet always hurt.